Hi everyone, I'm happy to open episode number 5 and today we have a special guest, Yoram. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Uzi, hi Ran, thanks for inviting me.
Hi Ran.
Hi everyone, episode 5.
Episode 5, can you introduce yourself, Yoram?
Sure, I'm Yoram, I'm the CTO and the founder of Perfecto Mobile, happy to be here.
And my boss, I'm trying to behave.
Some days, yeah.
So, Yoram has a very nice concept about testing. His motto is everything, every day. And we would like to talk a little bit about it today. So, in the previous episode, we talked a little bit about Selenium, Appium, Espresso. And now we would like to talk about the execution, how to execute, when to execute, and what to execute. So, Yoram, what is everything, every day?
Very simply, okay, it means that all testing that you have, you should be able to run them every day. That's it. Very simple.
Why? What's the value of actually testing everything every day, especially in today's world?
Here goes. Okay, so the concept relies, okay, on if you're developing in Agile, okay, or in DevOps, this means that your flow, your rhythm of operation, okay, is basically daily. Okay, so if you think about the daily flow, okay, of a development cycle, start with the daily stand-up, okay, where you basically decide, what do I need to do today? If you have all of your testing executed last night, you basically have all the knowledge that you need to make changes and decisions based on that.
So what you're saying that I'm going to execute all my tests, everything, every day. It's going to be like hundreds or thousands of executions. And now I have 10 minutes, stand-up meeting, to make a decision based on thousands of results. How can you do that?
That's a good question, Uzi. In many cases, it's actually even 5 minutes, okay, that you have. The trick, okay, in that case, would be, okay, in two parts. The first one, okay, is fast visibility. Okay, and the second part, okay, would be into making sure, okay, you have a stable environment, okay, when executing them, and practically speaking, reducing the false negative that you have.
So you're saying that running everything every day helps you test faster, but you have 5 minutes and you want to gain visibility and reduce false negatives. How do you achieve visibility in such a short timeline?
So that's an important point. Gaining the visibility is first the understanding that on a daily basis, you only have a few minutes to look at the results and understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the way to achieve that, okay, is basically, okay, by using several factors, okay, in your reporting system, whatever reporting system you're using. Okay. This means that you need to tag everything. Okay, and this is the ability to know that a complete set of functions, okay, is passing or failing, okay, correctly. Okay, now that's it. So I can say, okay, I have 10 areas in my application, and I know that 9 of them, okay, passed successfully, and my problem is only on this specific group.
So we talked about the visibility and how to see and group my tests, but let's talk a little bit about end-to-end testing. When we're talking about end-to-end testing and mobile specific, the most important problem is the stability of the test. There are some pop-ups, there are some issues with the device, network. How do you handle this instability of test and how to reduce the false negative in order to make sure that you are not spending time on the analyze?
So visibility is nice. Okay, so when ordering your visibility, okay, is very important, but you're right. Okay, the critical factor and where do I see most of the problems, okay, in the market is actually with the flakiness of the testing, with the false negative of the testing, where you got hundreds or thousands or even tens of thousands of execution per night, okay, and you have double-digit amount of false negative, which obviously means that you you don't have anything. Okay,
you're not getting any value from automation if you have.
That's right. That's right. Okay, so executing, okay, and have double digit amount of failure, you're not getting the value out of automation. In order to reduce the false negative, okay, there are several things, okay, that you need to do. You can do. Okay, there's no magic answer here, okay, but there are several things that you can do. The first thing, you have to start treating testing as code. And, you know, in many of the organizations, okay, I'm seeing, testing is being treated, okay, not as code, okay, but as a line of code. Okay, and if, you know, your typical R&D organization was to measure, okay, by a number of a line of code, no good code, okay, can come out of this. Same goes for testing. Okay, if you treat testing, okay, as code, and you apply practices such as a function, okay, and try and catch, okay, and recovery, okay, and all of that, okay, you suddenly have simply a better coding, okay, practices, okay, which is not that different from what we're doing, okay, in the last 40 years, okay, in that sense. So the first thing, okay, would be to treat testing as coding. The second thing, okay, would be to work in a very small bunch of groups. If you're going to try to automate 100 testing, okay, and you expect them to be stable, you will likely not be successful. Okay, this is all about agile, right? Okay, so in that sense, so take one script, then two script, five script. Okay, make sure they are, you know, working as expected. Okay, that things we, you know, one of the practices that we use. Okay, we call it a 3x3. Okay, which means take three scripts, okay, and run them on three devices. Make sure this 9 combination, okay, is working perfectly. Okay, again, use code practices, use 3x3, okay, make sure they are running perfectly, okay, in that sense, okay, and then make sure, okay, your testing environment, okay, is stable. Okay, in a testing environment, this is everything else which is not the code. Okay, this could be the networking, this could be the device themselves. Okay, all of that, okay, you need to make sure with common practices, okay, you know, if those are real devices, okay, in mobile, reboot the devices. If those are VMs, okay, for web, make sure you get a fresh images, okay, all the time. If this is the networking, make sure your wireless, okay, is up and running, and so on. Nothing special, okay, in that case, but make sure everything is stable. Again, the trick is to reach a very, very stable set of execution. In okay, from that case, you can only go. Use the same practices and go.
So, Yoram, we talked about a few things. We talked about testing everything every day. We talked about why it's important. We talked about visibility and flakiness, how to avoid flakiness, for example. But some of the environment, I would say, are a bit more complex than others. Do you have a take about the use of service virtualization in the testing everything every day?
Of course, this goes back to, you know, simplify the environment and make sure it's stable. Yes, service virtualization is actually very important. Okay, if you can apply service virtualization to your testing environment, that's great. That's a very good thing because the flakiness does not only happen from the device Wi-Fi, okay, or from you know, dirty VM, okay, if you're using web or anything like that. Yeah. Flakiness also happens from the backend. Okay, and if you want to reduce flakiness, you need to control everything, okay, and as you say, you know, service virtualization is one great way, okay, of basically reducing the flakiness in the testing.
So regarding service virtualization, just a nice example that I learned from one of our customers. So yes, you can buy a very expensive recorded system, but you can do something very simple. You can set up your web service to have a static return, a static response, and just have it. So even if you are talking about service virtualization, make sure that you have the request and the response that you're expecting to have and run it. I think I want to summarize here.
Yeah.
So we said, we talked about everything every day, which means that we want to test to execute all of our tests on all the environment every day in order to be smarter and make the right decision and not just by feeling.
And with that, to release faster to market, of course. Yeah,
of course. Yeah, that's right.
Thank you very much, Yoram. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, guys. Okay, thanks again for having me.
See you next time.